This club have been at some pretty big grounds this year and got some positive results, and when maybe people didn't think they could, and that shows a lot about their character. So this is just the next test for this group of players.
Have you been impressed with their character, both as individuals and as a sort of group of players?
Yeah, of course. Listen, I've said before, it's a surprise amongst from myself and possibly from themselves that with their the performance levels over the last 2 weeks have been pretty high. You know, I felt we've been really unfortunate, really not to have beaten Cardiff, not to have beaten Norwich. You know, on the back of two wins at home. So, listen, they're doing really well. They just have to keep going. They have to keep believing in themselves. They have to keep working hard for each other, and see where it takes us. It's 10 games to go, a lot of football to be played, and a lot of points to be played for.
I guess it's easy to concentrate on Fulham because of the result they had at the weekend, but I guess they'll be looking at you and looking at the run that you're on and paying you the utmost respect going into this one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know their personality. I do know that when you're a team at the top end of the table striving and have targets and goals, and as they must have, and they look at the table now, they are in a situation where they can break the top six, jump above Sheffield Wednesday, I think it might be. So that's a huge spur for them. I'm not sure if there's any negativity in their minds or concern about us. It'll be all about them, I think, and how well they play and how concentrated and focused they are on getting 3 points. To push them into the top six. For us, for different reasons, we have to be focused and concentrated, and let's see how we go. It's a game that we should look forward to and not concern ourselves about. We know they're a good team, we know they'll have a lot of the ball, but that doesn't mean they're going to win.
And on the flip side of that, I guess it's an opportunity because it's sort of a game in hand for yourselves to jump back above that dotted line again. How much is that an incentive?
Yeah, it's got every game's incentive just to pick up points for us at the moment, to be honest. You know, there was a slight frustration, I suppose, that we got an away point at Norwich, one of the most fancied teams in the league, and actually dropped two places, which is that's football. Hopefully we understand that we have to win games along the way from now to the end of the season. Where they come doesn't really matter to me, whether it be Fulham away, Norwich away, or hopefully Preston at home at the weekend. We need to start picking up points, and the more 3 points we get on any given day, the better.
Just finally, on a personal note, I remember you hearing you when you first arrived saying you were trying to do everything on the first morning. You were kind of so desperate to get back in. How much are you enjoying the cut and thrust of being back in and having all this to deal with and all these games coming in quick succession?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, and yet we aren't getting the time to do the work that we need to do, really. It has been game, travel. So as I said earlier on, there's a lot of work doing in the video room and on the blackboards as opposed to on the grass, because you do have to take their legs off the grass because of the work they do on a match day. So the lack of training opportunity has been a slight frustration, and yet it doesn't seem to have hindered the team. They've performed really well and they've done everything asked of them, so enjoying the challenge. Good to be back working, good to be trying to find the answers for a team to get points, and as I say, looking forward to the next challenge at Fulham.